1. Begin transmission.
Oh yes, if you're hearing that, you know that it's time. 1930 UTC. Time for the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I am leaving my car. Exiting my car, where am I? Take a guess. If you guessed Heron Haven, you would be correct. Because on this fine Sunday, once again, we have strangely warm weather. It's 60 degrees out here. And that... Well, is that unusual? Is that strange? Kind of. It is unusual. It isn't an unusually warm temperature for this time of year, the beginning of December. But it's really not all that surprising, because here in Nebraska, we do have some very bizarre temperature extremes at weird times. So... Jeez, what the hell is wrong with me? So even though this seems unusual, and it is, it's not surprising because this does happen often enough. 40 degree swings are not unusual day to day at some times of year. I'm walking up the little access road towards the Mulhall's property to see if I can see any dudes back here, and I don't see any, but they have trimmed the shrubbery back right here at this part of the property. They're growing a couple rows of some kind of shrubs, and they have trimmed them down to about a foot tall, or about 30 centimeters. And they were much taller than that a few days ago, than the last time we were here. The upside to having these shrubberies trimmed down is you can kind of see parts of the property a little bit better. But I do not see any marmots out here today, at least from this angle. We'll walk through the forest and we'll go through the cut and check on this area from another angle. And we'll see if there's any mantis hiding back there somewhere where we can't see them. Trying to be tricky. Tricky, tricky mats. Of course, the last time we saw a marmot out here, which really wasn't that long ago. When was that? A few days ago? Let me change my glasses, take off my sunglasses. It's not that sunny. It was sunny this morning, then it was cloudy, and now we got this big mass of clouds that I think are moving off. So the sun is only peeking out every once in a while. But anyway, yeah. The last time we saw Mati, where was he? He was right over here, standing right next to the shed. And then we saw him go into the shed hole, and he was being motorific. Alright, so here we are at the shed. Do we have any matis in here today? I don't see any. Let's get up here real close. Oh, that hole is clear. So, there might be a mati under the shed. Or there has been recently, walking around to the front of the shed. Yeah, the front holes are clear. So we know that the shed, the den under the shed, is being used by matis. Or at least one mati, a mati singular. And we know which one it is. It's one of the twins. And one of the matis who was actually born under the shed this spring. So, if we come out here during the winter when there's snow, we'll have to look for tracks under the shed. Is this the last trip to Herrenhaven this year? It very well could be, folks. Not that there's much left in the year, less than 30 days, but, you know, still. We will take a break from coming out here eventually, and that's coming up soon. As soon as the winter weather shows up in earnest. All right, so I have entered the forest, and I'm walking along. A lot of the bushes still have green leaves on them, but fewer than before. And I can actually see some distance into the forest now. So I'm scanning around looking for all kinds of stuff. I'm looking for motts, I'm looking for foxes, I'm looking for deer. I can hear squirrels grinding walnuts. I can actually stand right here and I can see the beehives through the forest. And that should tell you how much the forest is starting to, well, you know, enter its winter dormant state. So I should mention that I also saw two cars in here. So there should be some people walking around in here somewhere. I thought I heard somebody talking, which means there's probably people out on the boardwalk. But we're not there yet. We're almost to the cut. And I can kind of, through the forest, see through. Let's get out to the cut here. Here we go. And let's go out here and see if we can see any motties or anything hanging around. As I walk through the cut, I'm looking around in the forest, looking for any dudes hiding. Especially when we get to this point. Once we get to right about here, then there's this little animal trail that runs out of the forest and it cuts across the cut and it goes back into the forest towards the water. It looks like a Mati trail. Alright, so I'm standing on the edge of the Mulhall's property, looking all around, and no, I'm not seeing any marmots from this angle either. Maybe I'll step out here a little bit further. No. Really isn't anything happening over here. No mots, but I keep hearing something in the forest to my left. It must just be birds or something, because it's not a regular sound. And I sure don't see any big dudes. No deers, no mots, no foxes, no otters. Nothing like that. Huh. And I can't really tell, but do I see muskrat push-ups back there? Huh. It's hard to tell. I haven't seen any muskrat push-ups in a while. Like, I don't think I saw any last year when I was expecting a few. I don't know what the conditions are that are required for muskrats to build push-ups. I do hear voices. I'm walking along the path that goes out to the boardwalk, coming up to the sub pond, and boy oh boy, we got a bunch of mallards back there. How many males? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And about the same number of females. Well, there's another male. There's another one back there. So 10 males. There's 20 ducks back there. And I hear somebody. Yeah, there's one dude hiding right there in the In the trees, not too far from me. He thinks he's tricky. He is pretty tricky. All right. I can hear people moving this way. And since they are loud, I'm gonna sort of boogie around out of here. And we're gonna head back into the back 40. Try to beat these people in case there's anything to be seen. We don't want them to spook anything before we can see it. Because I can hear kids shouting and everything. Walking across the land bridge in the billabong. Right here, we got 2 male mallards, 4 female mallards, and they're all looking pretty big. So they must be getting lots of yummy duck food. And the family with all the loud kids is coming off the boardwalk as I disappear into the back 40. Okay. So, I don't know if we're going to be able to outrun them or not. Oh well, doesn't really matter. So, as I walk by Frog Harbor, I don't see much of anything, so we're going to turn into the wall blind here and see what, if anything's going on in the back part of the billabong. Yeah, we got more ducks back here. We got 2 males, 2 females, and a scratty. I see that muskrat. Oh, and he's going to swim right up next to one of the male mallards. Oh, the scratty is following the mallard. Is he chasing him? Yes, the mallard has changed direction, and the muskrat has changed direction to follow the mallard. They're not going very fast. But yeah, that scratty is chasing the duck. Oh, is he veering off? Maybe. It's still happening. The duck swam in a circle. And yeah, now the muskrat has hopped out onto a log. So we've got a muskrat on the stick. And now the muskrat has jumped off. Yeah, the muskrat is chasing that male duck around. And the duck jumped up onto another log, and the scrat followed him up the log. And he scrat jumped up on the log, and the mallard jumped off, and the mallard has now swum around and has gotten onto a different log. But the scratty has disappeared. Where'd that scratty go? Is that him way down there? Under that other log? Yeah, I think that's our scratty. Uh-oh. I think we got people coming this way. So, yep. We're gonna turn around. I don't know where that scratty went. That wasn't the scratty that I thought it was. That was another duck. He was hiding with his butt down, and I couldn't tell. So anywho, walking out of the wall blind, coming around Frog Harbor. Oh, here's a squirrel in the path right in front of me. He's got a walnut in his mouth. And there he goes into the forest. And he's going up the tree because he knows that if he gets up in that tree, he can drop the walnut on me. So I'm taking a few quick steps away from the tree and away from our walnut bombing squirrel buddy. Because I don't feel like having walnuts dropped on me today. Call me weird. Alright, so I'm walking along in the forest. A loud truck goes by on Old Maple Road. As I look up onto the ridge, looking for motts, looking for deer and dudes, but I'm not seeing anything. What else we got back here? What do we got? What was that? No, it's just a squirrel. I heard something scurrying away in the leaves. And it was just a squirrely. Alright. So, what do you think we'll see when we're up here overlooking the turtle reproduction pond. We're about 10 yards away. So I can hear something down in the leaves here. Aaron, that's a squirrel. And overlooking the turtle reproduction pond, looks like the water level has receded a little bit. And the only thing really going on out here in the pond is some ducks. There's two pairs of mallards, two males and two females. Sort of on the, what would that be, the west side of the pond there. Up against the cattail reeds, doing whatever they're doing. Looks like they're filter feeding or something, I don't know. Alright, so I'm hearing lots of more little paws scurrying through the leaves sounds. So I know there's squirrelies up here. I can hear a squirrel above me somewhere grinding. Grinding on a walnut. Oh, he's directly above me. Oh, this could be dangerous. Is he going to drop a walnut on us? No, if he's already started grinding it, he's... Yeah, that means we went bingo battery out in the woods there. So, let's take a musical break. Who wants to hear some music? We're no longer walking around in the forest, so it's time to listen to some music. Here you go.
I was dreaming when I wrote this. Forgive me if it goes astray. Destruction, no, I didn't even care. They say 2000 party's over. Oops, out of time. So tonight I'm gonna party like it's 1999.
Shack and shack, you make
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Dubious Goals Committee. If you're just joining us, you probably heard some music. And that's because I was out at Heron Haven today on this Sunday, probably the last warm enough Sunday to be out there. And we went bingo battery. I did not suspect that. I checked the battery level before I left the house. We had one bar. And so I was shocked that we went bingo battery 16 minutes in. And I'm wondering, do I have more batteries? Yeah, I got more batteries, but we probably won't need to use them since the bad weather is coming eventually and we'll be stuck indoors doing indoor stuff that doesn't require batteries for all the equipment because we can just plug it into the wall. My cat is up in the kitchen yowling. I can hear her from here. I got the doors closed and everything. What's my cat yowling at? Who knows? She probably wants to go outside. She probably knows it's warm out there and says, oh, I want to be an outside kitty. No, kitties are for indoors. So, what are we going to do now? We still got to kill some time. About 3 minutes worth of time. So, what to talk about? Well, you know, I would go out and check the mail, see what's in the mail today, but it's Sunday, so I guess that's not an option. So let's check the old email here. Click on clicks and click in some clicks, and what comes up? Nothing. I got no email to answer either. Is that a bad thing? Is that a good thing? It's kind of in between things. So instead, I think I'll drink some tea. Oh yeah, just right. Oh yeah, and that tea tastes good. It's nice and sweet, especially after eating the salty lunch that I just had. It wasn't that salty. It just had lots of soy sauce in it. And I had rice and vegetables and a little bit of beef. Stirred all that up with some ginger and some black pepper and some garlic and some soy sauce and some mirin. And yummy. So I had a yummy lunch today. Oh boy, maybe I need to get into that tea some more. That's pretty good stuff. Oh, it's so yummy. Yeah. If I keep drinking tea like this, I'm going to have to make some more. Oh, it's almost gone. Oh, no. Oh, yeah. I'll save the last couple of sips there. Oh, yeah. Feels so good. So yummy. I do love tea. And if you've never really gotten into tea, I suggest that you do. Go out and get some real tea. And drink it. It's so yummy. I recommend tea for all occasions. Including breakfast, lunch, dinner, all hours in between, any special events, any regular events, and any time that you are listening to The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. So be sure to tune in each and every day to see what weirdness we get up to here in the Dubious Goals Committee. It's exciting for kids, grandparents, grandkids, and great-grandparents. Ripping off the toy dolls a little bit there. But it's time for me to go. I'm sure I got soccer highlights, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
スイーズ DJ プーマタ、ウェルカムトゥーマイヨノン。